There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second edition of this wonderful event that we had the privilege of broadcasting from last year. It's even better this year. All kinds of great people to talk to, as we've been doing throughout the weekend here. There's people in this Bitcoin space that are they're actually, businessmen. There are people that are actually involved in charity as well. We talked with, I think it was BitGive yesterday. I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly. There's so many different organizations.
Was it Connie? It might have been Connie, yeah.
Well, what's her organization's name? Do you recall?
I think it's BitGive.
It was BitGive. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. I remembered it correctly. She was super nice. We actually ended up having dinner with her last night. And I have with me today Elisabeth Grotin-Mille.
Right.
From Denmark.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. And you're doing some Bitcoin charity-related work as well, right?
We are. I am the vice president and spokesperson of a new social site called Common Collection, which launched yesterday. So it's really exciting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What is it? What is Common Collection?
Common Collection is basically a whole new way to do charity work. So Common Collection is a platform. It's not an organization. It's about peer-to-peer charity.
So it's when you say it's a platform, does that mean that other charities can sort of plug into it? Tell me more about that.
Like a platform in the sense that only people's own creative ability sets the limit. So we're not going to say, okay, we only support this cause, we only want to support the children. We can do all of that, and people can do it themselves.
What does that mean? So, like, let's say I have a certain charity. We're from Keene, New Hampshire.
Right.
There's a 100 Nights homeless shelter that, helps keep people warm during the 100 coldest nights of the year. And I imagine it gets fairly cold in Denmark
as
it does in New Hampshire. So it's a pretty important charity. I support it. How would I be able to somehow work with Common Collection to help
Definitely,
them?
Definitely. I mean, what I could imagine that this first stage where you can, give to a charity that way is that you can actually put the people that are homeless up as like causes that you are people on Common Collection. So the givers of Common Collection can see the homeless people and hear their stories and, chat with them if they can and give directly to them.
So this makes it even more personal then?
Even more personally. We connect the givers and receivers on a whole new way.
Could an organization... So it's cool to be able to give to a homeless person, but the big objection to that would be that, well, a lot of homeless people are going to then buy drugs or alcohol or something with that.
Yeah.
And so that's why giving to the shelter makes sense because...
It makes sense, yeah. But
could the shelter also be connected directly?
It could, and
people?
We are hoping that we'll get some initial startup sponsors and maybe some angel funding, because that way we can use that to even develop more on our site and really essentially help more people. So that way we cannot only it wouldn't only be possible to put up shelters, as you were talking about, but also different causes, like if there was a hurricane again or a tsunami somewhere, then it will be able to people to put those cases up. Yeah.
So it started just the other day. I mean, this is brand new.
It's brand new in the sense that it launched yesterday, but it's been under development for the past 7 years, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who came up with this? I mean, was it your idea or something?
It wasn't my idea. I was I was there the entire time. It's actually my mother, Annette Rosemiller, who she was walking to JFK Airport together with myself. I was 13 at the time, and I guess she was just struck down by lightning, and she had this vision in her head about our frame of hope and how we could unite givers and connect them with the receivers on a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing, because we know now that scientifically speaking, giving is healthy and it makes us happy.
Sure.
And the chemical drivers of of the happiness and having a meaningful life, they actually get activated when we give. So, and especially also when we connect to the people we give. It's like a whole new reinvention of charity, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, people give because it feels good. And especially when they can see results. That they know that what they've done hasn't bought, you know, some crack for somebody, but it's actually helped keep them warm at nighttime or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's exactly my next point, is that givers today and tomorrow, what they really want now more than ever is to see proof of impact, and they want to see there's 100% transparency, and they want to see that their hard-earned money is going to the right causes and the right cases and right people.
Well, Bitcoin certainly brings transparency to the picture,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. And that's why we chose to do Bitcoin, but also other cryptocurrencies such as the Hope Gold Coin.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we just invite any means where we can do even more, and we're always looking to improve our site because it's a really important issue, and we are really looking at a radical change in the landscape of charity.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And of course, you know, but beyond wanting to help people, it also feels good to give, because
definitely.
I think that I think a lot of people at least can empathize with the person in that circumstance. Even though I've
definitely.
Never been homeless, I know that I don't want to be, and I can, you know, put myself in that person's shoes and say, well, if I were in that person's circumstance, I would want someone to help out, you know, my circumstances as well.
So. Definitely. So it's also a chance for like the receivers of Common Collection to sort of share, you know, their stories. And I think sometimes the hardest part about being, you know, as you said, homeless or living a really horrible reality is not being heard or not being on this like a global platform or the global playground. So we do that with Common Collection, and we try to reach as many many people as possible. And we just went to India to set up cases, and soon I will personally go to Africa together with the Nobel Prize winner Leigh Mugabe. Support. We will try to find as many people as possible, and, you know, try to make this world a better place for all of us.
Wow, that's so awesome. So, I mean, your mom came up with this before Bitcoin, right? You said
definitely,
it was 7 years
definitely,
ago.
Definitely, yeah. So she came up with the idea, and she sort of had this vision that someday it would be possible. And it definitely, like, that's the thing. We are always looking to improve our site, and that's in terms of technical means that are available today and tomorrow. And we are always on the lookout, how can we do more? You know, so when Bitcoin came up, we were really excited because that meant we can actually do the peer-to-peer charity and, you know.
Yeah, and cut out the middleman and, you know, get the credit card dealers out of the way.
Yeah. And
means more money can go to help the people that actually need the help.
Yeah, and, you know, free directly, and the consumer-to-consumer transaction is so much cheaper, obviously, with Bitcoin. So it's an obvious choice, yeah.
So, so when did Bitcoin come into the picture? I mean, was it you? You said, hey, Mom, check this out. Or did she find it and said, hey,
right.
You know, Elizabeth, this is really cool. How'd that happen?
We are kind of a big family. So it was actually my brother who introduced Bitcoin to us. He's an entrepreneur
older
as
brother?
Well. My brother's...
Older?
Yeah, older brother, right. And he introduced Bitcoin to us. And we just saw, it was about a year ago or something, and we just saw how much is correlated with our mission of Common Collection, how we could get that step further. Yeah, so that was basically it.
And so so he turned you on to it, and it wasn't, I mean, was there a phase where you went through where you were skeptical, or was it just an initial, like, right off the bat, you were like, wow, this really is exciting?
I wasn't skeptical. I remember when I first heard about it, and I got it, you know, then that was like a full night where I couldn't sleep at all, because my mind was racing, and my heart was pounding. I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And, you know, so it was really exciting. Yeah.
So now you're here, you're promoting Common Collection over in the United States, but you're heading back to Denmark shortly after this.
Unfortunately, Monday I'm heading back, but I'm hoping to come back as soon as possible.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. So I love it. I think it sounds really cool. What's someone going to see when they go to commoncollection.com, and what can they do when they get there?
Right. So what they're going to see is our initial cases, and, you know, it's really exciting because it's definitely growing in size, and more cases are getting uploaded, and right now we have focused on India, but, you know, people can put up their own cases, and, you know, if they know a homeless man in their neighborhood, they can, you know, interview him and hear that story and then put him up for him. So, like a local networker. So that way it's actually kind of micro-charity organization themselves they can create, which is really cool. Yeah.
So cool. Thank you so much for sharing this
with me.
Thank you
so much for having me, and it's really nice.
Go check out commoncollection.com. You can help out folks directly there. And Elizabeth, I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
I will.
Here today.
Thank you so much.
So we'll continue here. More from Austin here in moments on Free Talk Live. You can come out here and join us. Well, next year, I guess, probably too late.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your rim is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here in Austin, Texas at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. Great event, great weather, great venue. Really couldn't ask for anything more. TexasBitcoinConference.com if you want to go learn more about the event that at this point you've missed, but still you can
come
next
year. They
have
all the videos up there that you're from last year.
Oh, really?
For 2014, and so you can just see all the videos from this year, too.
That's fantastic.
Soon.
So, Mark, tell me about Fort Gault before we get to our next guest.
Yeah, so FortGault.com is a project that's going on in southern Chile. They're building this, call it a condominium, I guess. But it's, in many ways sort of a resort. They have a lot of open space, maker space there with really cool tools. They're going to have restaurants, coffee shops, these sort of relaxing areas. They have very small units, but a lot of space that you can sort of hang out with people. They're creating a community, either for people that want to visit or for people that want to live there. Also, the people that many people will just sort of visit, and then they can use their space to rent it out and pay for the unit. It's a really fascinating idea. I think you owe it to yourself to see their awesome website. It's so well put together. They have investments, unit investment as low as $11,000 for a place to live, potentially. Go check it out at FortGault.com.
All right. So, Mark, you were down not too long ago in Acapulco.
Yeah.
At Anarcapulco.
Yes.
And you met our next guest there, Jose Rodriguez Reyes.
That's right.
Welcome, Jose. Get real close on that microphone.
Thank you.
So, Jose, you we were talking, there in Acapulco, and you run an exchange, not only in a Bitcoin exchange, not only in Mexico, but in Argentina, too?
That's right. Unisend opened last year in 2014.
Unisend?
Unisend.
Unisend, okay.
Yeah, unisend.com. Opened in Argentina, and we opened in Mexico afterwards in September last year. And it's a Bitcoin exchange, but right now we're also integrating Startcoin, which is a coin that we use in the crowdfunding platform that I just partnered with.
So how do people send money to your exchange from these countries?
Well, we use payment processors, or we use the wire transfers to get the money in.
Okay.
So either in or out, you can use the wire transfers directly to their bank accounts or the payment processors if they want to do it in cash.
So basically MoneyGram or wire transfer?
Wire transfer? No, not MoneyGram.
Okay.
Like
MoneyGram? Is that
no, they're payment processors that, because of money laundering laws, that you cannot accept cash directly. So we use them to process this as a wire. So you give them the money, and afterwards they wire it to our company.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And then people get their Bitcoins. And what period of time does it take to get them?
Well, once the deposit is done, you can instantly trade. Like it will take some minutes just to process the deposit. And the other side, for the Bitcoins, the confirmations, we only have three confirmations. After three confirmations, it's credited, and you can sell your Bitcoins and ask for your wires. And as long as the banking hours are open, we can transfer you your money.
So tell me about Startcoin, because I know that this sort of started out in Acapulco at the Anarcapulco event, and it seems to have really taken off.
Yeah, well, Startcoin is a crowdfunding coin. Like you said, it's starting to take off. At the beginning of the year, when I met Max and he told me about it.
Max who?
Max Kaiser.
Oh, Max Kaiser. Gotcha.
Yeah. The market cap for the coin was $100,000. Right now, it's gone up to almost $1 million.
That's a big jump. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been growing. And the great thing about Startcoin is that he's looking to get it some uses. Like, for example, 3-4 years ago, the problem with Bitcoin is that you couldn't do many things with it. Right now, it's growing because you can do a lot of things with it besides paying, investing, or lending, or all the infrastructure that we're seeing. And with Startcoin, he started Startjoin, which is a crowdfunding platform that accepts cryptos, accepts Bitcoins, Startcoins, euros, pounds, and dollars.
And so how is Startcoin different than the rest of these alternative currencies out there?
Well, with Startcoin, what he's doing is if you save your Startcoins in the crowdfunding platform Startcoin, there is a weekly payment like interest if you save them, and the more that you use it, you get rewards. There's this called Karma Score in the platform that if you help crowdfund one of the projects, or you use it, or you make it as payment, you will get higher interest paid in Startcoin.
So this crowdfunding platform, what are sort of the things that it's being used for? I mean, I've certainly heard about Indiegogo and things like that.
Yeah. Well, there have been all kinds of projects. Actually, there's a lot of categories. One of the most that get in the most noise was the re-election of a politician in the UK.
Okay.
And also Russell Brand is doing some campaigns over there. He has funded like three. And for example, the Anarchapulco server coin that we did, we got all of the funding through StartJoin too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Russell Brand, what are his projects?
Right now he has projects. He gave giveaway yesterday for people to get to know StartCoin.
Uh huh.
He did some giveaways and he's opening up like alternative media for people to go and some shops.
Very cool.
In the UK.
So I'm curious more. I mean, you live in Mexico most of the time?
Yes, right. That's right. I live in Mexico City.
So, how's Bitcoin acceptance going down there?
Oh, it's been growing. Like,
there's a lot of unbanked people in Mexico.
That's right. There's a lot of unbanked and another business that people are looking into is remittances because it's the second highest income in U.S. dollars besides oil in
remittance.
In the States.
That remittance. Means people who are working in the United States sending money to Mexico is their second largest industry.
It's the second largest income in U.S. dollars for Mexico. The first one is oil.
So if, for instance, Mexicans could switch over to Bitcoin, then Mexicans working here in the United States or people that want to send money back to Mexico for whatever reason or just want to send money to Mexico, they would be able to fund, it'd be another 20% that people are making. It's a 20% raise.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, when they use MoneyGram and Western Union, all the services, they get a commission and they get a markup, so they're losing like 10%,
it's
at least
like
10%
dealing with the mob.
That's right. So, as you mentioned, one of them is, this, and the other is unbanked. Like, some people, financial services aren't as developed. Although they have tried to do it, they have tried to open more banks, more tellers, there's still a large population that is not using the financial services and still find it very hard. So, integrating Bitcoin into this makes you have more options to get your money moving around the world and inside the country and to doing business.
So when you talk to I wouldn't want to call them the average Mexican, but the people in the sort of the bottom two quintiles of income in Mexico, you're talking about people who make very little money, but they're using pesos that have been transferred in some cases from the United States or dollars transferred from dollars into pesos and that they're using those or whatever they're doing. Have you talked to them about Bitcoin? Do they understand? I mean, how what's the likelihood of acceptance? Because for me, it seems like this is the place for Bitcoin to really thrive, is poor people that don't have banks that can, carry around a phone, just a regular standard phone that they probably got for free because somebody's not using it in the United States or Canada or Australia or whatever, and it just gets sent over, and that these people can suddenly have real control of their lives and stop getting robbed.
Yeah. Well, besides this, I also met with the Mexican Central Bank, and it's one of the proposals that we did that how cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin could help the Mexican unbank and also getting people into the financial system. Like, instead of having all these people with cash in hand and not having any services that they can use or businesses or funding or why not use technologies like Bitcoin to have your money 24/7, like, for example, like you said, in your phone or sending money out internationally or paying for something or having control of your money, saving and investing, like, even if it's 1 peso, 2 pesos, 3 pesos, 5 pesos, whatever amount you have, like, you can put it into your business or you can.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stadtmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here in Austin continuing with a wonderful group of folks here that in the Bitcoin universe encompass all manner of different things to talk about. Everything from Bitcoin charity to entrepreneurs to technical wizardry. It's all happening here, and now we welcome back one of our favorite guests. He is also known as Ms. Porcupole from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The first ever.
Right. Ms. Porcupole. His name's Doug Scribner from WatchMyBit.com. Doug, always good to talk to you, sir. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. It's fun to see you guys in, you know, Porcupine Festival settings. It's cool.
Yeah, it's not as festy here, but it's still a good time.
Exactly.
At the Bitcoin conventions. And things get a little wild at nighttime, from what I understand. People heading out to the bars all across Austin. And, is that where you ended up last night, Doug?
Not at all. I went to bed.
You did?
I went to bed.
Yeah, we went to a dinner party, and we were just, that's enough.
Actually, I had meetings with my team, because, you know, when you come to these Bitcoin conventions, and we're a startup and trying to, you know, get a name out there, trying to find investors. I have to talk to the guys, my CTO and my CFO.
There are other people involved. You're always here all by yourself.
I am. Although we did send Oliver to the Bitcoin Summit in Austin with Ernest Hancock.
Oh, cool.
So we got a guy in, you know, Oliver is our CFO. I'm sorry, CTO, Chief Technology Officer. He is in Phoenix and Mark, our CFO, is up in Utah.
Are they all libertarians? I mean, you're a real liberty guy, right? Like, you're a longtime Free Talk Live listener and supporter, amplifier.
Exactly.
Are they all, I mean, are they liberty-minded folks behind WatchMyBit.com?
Mark Hilgenberg is the Libertarian Party chair of Utah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And we're friends from ages ago. We actually served on the California board for a number of years. I was the vice chair of Orange County. He was the secretary. You know, we go way. And he and I wrote Harry Brown ads together.
Yeah, yeah.
One of which you
classic ads.
Exactly. The good ones.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, we did the South Park Steve Cubby for governor ad, which won us a Polly Award, nationally recognized Polly Award.
So, yeah, you've got a long history in the liberty movement, mm-hmm. and that's why I was, you know, I guess it was surprising to me to see you jump into the Bitcoin world as deep as you have now.
Well, thanks to you. You guys literally turned me onto it and have helped me do amazing things in the space.
Wow.
I'm not going to disclose too much financial stuff, but thank you, man.
You're doing all right. That's good to know.
Right, right. Well, and what I did is I started funding Watch My Bit to see if we could get this off the ground, too.
And you've been on before. We've talked about Watch My Bit, but let's get a little overview for listeners who maybe they weren't tuned in from Coins in the Kingdom, which is the last time we talked to you about this. And that was right around launch, right? Coins in the Kingdom, or just after?
That was actually, yeah, we had a very hardly functioning demo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was out there interviewing people to get content for. And you guys are on there, by the way. We have an interview with you guys. Is up
right,
there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive, right? That doesn't appear anywhere else.
Anywhere else, right. And for 16 cents, you can watch 16 me.
16 cents?
16
you can't pay cents on watchmybit.com.
Of course you can. 16 cents worth of Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, okay.
Yeah, but we like to turn it into cents because that's what normal people understand better.
Okay.
And that's our audience. Our audience is not Bitcoiners. Yeah. Our audience is going to be YouTubers and video consumers in general.
Right. Okay, so pitch the site.
Sure.
For listeners who are new to Watch My Bit, what is it?
It is a video platform. You can compare it to YouTube, but with no ads. So it's got a front-end ticket booth, we're calling it, where you see a price in dollars and a price in Bitcoin, but really the dollars are what people are going to recognize. You click on a video you want to watch. You're presented with a ticket booth, a QR code. Scan the QR code. Video launches. It's a pay-per-view. You're not downloading the video. You're not owning it. You can watch it for 24 hours, and the prices are low enough that it's just there might be exclusive content there that no one else can see.
Yeah.
And it's giving artists a new way to monetize their content. That's the real takeaway here. YouTube gives an artist between $6 and $60 for 10,000 views.
Okay.
Which is a pittance. That 10,000 views on our site, if a viewer...
It's hard to get that many views for a Liberty video, by the way. I mean, when you go on YouTube and you see, you know, the pranksters or whoever that have a million views, I mean, Liberty videos never get to that level. I mean, almost never. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll hit 100,000 with a real viral kind of Liberty video. But
sure.
There's just not the audience for what we're generally doing, we within the Liberty kind of community.
Right.
But what you're saying is Watch My Bit would bring more revenue for a smaller amount of views.
A lot more. That same 10,000 views on YouTube on Watch My Bit would get $1,500.
Whoa, wait a minute. What?
Yeah, yeah. So if you charge 21 cents for your video,
okay.
You got 10,000 views, you get $1,500. That's after
wow.
We take our cut, too. So, and like I said, you're right. This is not Liberty audiences, Liberty content creators are going to be our bread and butter. It's going to be the rest of the world.
Right.
It's going to be the YouTubers. We invite the Liberty audiences to create stuff, and they thankfully are probably some of our best beta testers out there.
Is it still in beta?
It's not in beta anymore.
Okay.
We have soft launched. We are out of beta. It's a working site. People
okay.
are making money on the site. They can see content that they can't see anywhere else.
Give me a success story. Who's done it right with Watch My Bit?
As far as income producing, mm-hmm. it's too early to tell. But, well, for example, we have a sitcom up there made by Bob and Rob, starring Danny Trejo for Machete.
Love that guy.
I know. He's a badass, right? But this is a content creator who produced a full version sitcom that was never made into a series. So this sitcom is languishing at some production house somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to put it on our site. Jane Lynch is in it, for crying out loud. Emmy Award-winning Jane Lynch from Glee,
mm-hmm.
very famous. And the guy from Community's on there too. These are stars who got together. They had a production company. They created this sitcom, a pilot, never before seen. It's on our platform. So this could be a repository for, if nothing else, sitcoms that aren't going to make it on YouTube or I'm sorry, Netflix, because
National TV,
yeah. Right, or because there's only one show made. Mm-hmm. But yet studios could monetize these one-offs anyway. So that's one possibility.
Danny Trejo fans are going to want to see that.
They're
right?
going to want to see that. And it's really well done. It's called Scribed. It's on our featured list at the top there. So that's a one possibility. Another one, John Bush here has episode 1 through 4 of his series Sovereign Living.
Yep.
He only has episode 1 on YouTube.
Nice.
I can announce today that he's putting episodes 2, 3, and 4 up on our platform in the next month or so.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And so he can use episode 1 free on YouTube,
yep.
drive traffic to our site or embed it into his own site, and then charge $3 for the episode, which right now he's not making any money on except selling DVDs.
Right.
Right. So there's some models that we are really pushing. You know.
And you're also looking to bring YouTubers on. You were telling me about this.
Yeah, that's a really big one there.
Like find, you know, the Roman Atwoods of the world or Vitaly's, you know, all these pranksters. I like the prankster videos.
Yeah, is that right?
On
yeah.
YouTube.
You know, Jenna Marbles, of course, she's so big. Captain Sparkles.
Like you were saying, if you can get one of those YouTubers to commit to coming on to watch my bit and uploading their product there.
A day early.
Yeah.
2 days early. You know, if they say to their fans, their super fans, hey, guys, I've got this content. It's coming out as usual on Wednesday. But if you want to watch it early on Monday, go to watchmybit.com. You can watch my content there early, and it's going to cost you 12 cents or whatever they choose to charge. Now, they're
and it's going to them, not so much. I mean, a little bit to you, but...
Yeah, exactly. And so they could make serious bank by releasing something early. Their super fans are going to figure out how to get Bitcoin, thus expanding the Bitcoin marketplace, too. That's our real
smart
goal here. And we're going to find a way to give free Bitcoin to people. We're teaming up with Airbits, possibly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Where
that's a great wallet.
They would provide the wallet. They give away a little tiny amount of Bitcoin. Now people who never have been in Bitcoin are now in Bitcoin.
Right.
That's what we really kind of pushing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love the Airbits wallet. I was talking with one of those guys last night. It's just such an easy wallet for people, and I think that's what people need, is they need easy to get into the Bitcoin universe. And is Watch My Bit easy to use, like when you go to the site and, you know, you pay the bits and all that? It's pretty easy to...
Sure is. If you already have Bitcoin, it's a piece of cake. You look at a screen, you see a list of videos, you click on one, you're brought up to our... it's a paywall, but we're changing the name to a ticket booth. It's much more positive.
That's nice. Yeah.
And we're redesigning it. So now when you simply scan the QR code, you're going to get an animation of a Bitcoin rolling into a slot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I can announce this, too. We're going to have a preview function. So you can click on preview and see 10 seconds for free.
It's funny. It's kind of like the old Nickelodeons from a long time ago.
Exactly.
Doug Scribner from WatchMyBit.com.
Hey, everybody.
It's great to have you on, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We'll continue here from Austin.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Hopefully, my microphone will continue behaving itself at this point. It's one of those things that happens when you're on a remote. Sometimes things go wrong.
Can't just throw in another soundboard, you know?
No, unfortunately not. We only got one soundboard with us here. So anyway, we're here. It's fun. It's a great event. Better even than last year. And last year was also very good. But this one is really great. It's fantastic. In fact, the venue is perfect. It's a beautiful venue. This the Moody Theater here in the heart of downtown Austin, Texas, where there's I guess some fancy bands play here quite a bit. Willie Nelson statue out front.
Yep. Well, Willie's kind of squinty eyed, and I love that about him.
I guess there's a PBS show called ACL Live or Austin City Limits or something like that. That's filmed here, so it's a big venue, and I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here with all these great movers and shakers and thinkers in the Bitcoin universe.
What I think is great is that in the back there's a concert poster for Willie Nelson here at basically the Willie Nelson Theater on Willie Nelson Drive or Boulevard or whatever it is. So, yeah, Willie's a big friggin' deal in Austin.
We got great speakers here all day long here in Austin and all day yesterday as well. And, Mark, you brought one of them to sit down with us, Scott Bombaccino. Did I pronounce that correctly, Scott?
Very good.
All right, excellent. Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. Mark,
thank you.
What, you saw his speech?
Yeah, I did. I saw his speech, and I know that you know, a lot of people are listening to get some kind of flavor for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. They want to know, like I want to know, what's going to happen in the Bitcoin world. And Scott really, he projected in some ways what he thought was going to occur. So, Scott, can you kind of give people a brief rundown of some of the things you said in the speech today?
Sure. So Alpha Point powers over 20 exchanges in 15 countries.
Okay.
And a Bitcoin exchange enables somebody to go from fiat, U.S. dollar, to Bitcoin.
Okay.
What we're seeing is that, you know, globally, Bitcoin is very accepted and internationally recognized. And that's more at, like, the people level. So folks like you and I are very encouraged to use and adopt Bitcoin.
What is the best country for sort of Bitcoin use? So what's the country that's most amicable to these ideas?
From a regulatory perspective?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Got it.
Right. The people with guns, which country are they least likely to point them at, at you over your Bitcoins?
Right.
Or you can
I'm
give
not
me
a lawyer.
You can give me a
but
top
I can,
five.
I can just share with you.
Don't worry, the lawyers don't know anything
though.
Either, just so you know.
That might be true. There's certain jurisdictions that I find are a little more receptive. Isle of Man always comes to the top of the list.
Yep.
A lot of people look to that jurisdiction to domicile their corporation.
Yep.
Jersey, the Isle of Jersey,
yep.
is, from what I've heard in the past, is bank-friendly. As far as places where it's you know, easy to open up an exchange and operate. We found, you know, we have client like MexBT that focuses on Latin America.
Okay.
Bit focuses on the Caribbean. FlowBTC focuses on Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So those are areas where our clients who are exchange operators were able to be able to open up and do business. We also have clients in Australia. So really, from an exchange operator's perspective, there's two things that he has to cover. One is the regulatory and compliance issues.
Okay.
So understanding, you know, what it takes to be compliant in a region. And the second one is forming a banking relationship so that they can have a custodial account to process their clients, their customers' deposit and withdrawal transactions. So those are the two biggest hurdles to being an exchange operator. And with regards to the regulation is concerned, those are some of the areas that seem to be a little more receptive, a little easier to do business.
Gotcha. So what do you see as far as trends for Bitcoin in the future? A lot of people are wondering whether this currency, I mean, it was as high as $1,000, maybe even, depending on who you listen to, $1,200. I'm skeptical of that number, but, you know, regardless, let's call it 1,000 just to be fair, and now it's at 250. I mean, is it crashing and burning? What's going on?
I will be the last person to ever predict what Bitcoin is going to do tomorrow.
Good idea.
I think in the long term, though, I think it's solid. I don't think it's going to zero. Will it ever be at 1,000? I don't know. But I believe that
it could happen. Who knows?
What drove it to 1,000?
Certainly could. A lot of speculation out of the Asian markets.
Okay.
So we saw some tremendous spikes at the exchanges, and the spikes were primarily in the Asian exchanges, and that's where all of the action was happening. And it was an interesting situation. If people are familiar with that part of the world, it wasn't a surprise that there was a lot of speculation on this asset.
Okay. What do you mean? I mean, when you say it wasn't a surprise, because I'm not that familiar with that part of the world.
I've been told that those regions they can be highly speculative. People are very comfortable making bets.
Okay.
And so speculation is basically a bet, and they were betting on it, and that it caught fire, and we saw it with spikes in volume and the spike in price as well.
So, do you, as far as you say long term, what makes you think that Bitcoin's solid? What's your thought process there?
Sure. So, the blockchain isn't going anywhere, and you cannot separate.
Blockchain is for people who are uninitiated.
Sure. So, the blockchain. When we talk about Bitcoin means a couple things. It means the blockchain. It means the currency. It also means the software. So, there's three things that when you say Bitcoin. It means those three things. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it all has the same name.
Right.
So when you create Bitcoin, you're actually mining a block. And that block is one block in a succession of many, many, many blocks. And that is the public ledger. That's not going anywhere. That adds tremendous value. And because the block isn't going anywhere and there's value in the block, there's also value in Bitcoin, the currency, the token itself.
Yeah, a lot of people here talking about the blockchain as a technology. These appear to be extraordinarily intelligent people, and they're very excited about this blockchain technology. They believe thoroughly that it can do anything from, you know, help your car drive on the freeway to currency to I don't even know what.
Contracts.
Yeah, contracts, everything. It's just amazing what they intend to
That's
do
correct.
With it. And so I guess it's a real breakthrough in sort of just a it thought
is.
Process.
It is. Ledgers are where you record transactions.
Yeah.
And ledgers are typically privately owned. And the blockchain is owned by no one. It's public. It's updated every 10 minutes. And not only does it record transactions, but there's many other data and assets and value adds that you can store in the block. And because of that, people are very excited about it.
Yeah, and that's just starting to really happen, right? Bitcoin's always just been money up until very recently, and now we're seeing other things sort of going to be piggybacking onto the blockchain. So it almost feels like we've really just barely scratched the surface of what this is really capable of, right?
That is correct.
It's the world's largest computer, Bitcoin is, by some order of magnitude, as I understand it. Now, one thing that Bitcoin, the currency, does to sort of make things efficient is that you were talking about the amount of transactions per day that go on in the foreign exchange, the Forex market.
Correct.
And then there's some other market that you were talking about,
the
commodities market. And I assume that doesn't have any. But what Bitcoin does is It would eliminate that. If people used Bitcoin as an international currency, the Forex market could potentially go away.
If there was only one currency.
Right.
Then
that seems unlikely, though.
It really is.
But the Forex market really is about, they take a large percentage passing back and forth between currencies, and there's people that make their living just, you know.
Well, there's the foreign exchange where, you know, you fly to China and you get off the airplane.
Yep.
And then you have to go and exchange your dollars for another currency. So, yeah, there's that transaction fee. But the Forex markets are measured at $5.3 trillion a day.
And what's Bitcoin?
$32 million.
So it's a tremendous difference.
It's ridiculous.
It's a chasm.
It's not even
so
in
Bitcoin,
the same universe.
Yeah. If Bitcoin takes a tiny little nibble out of this, it's going to make a huge explosion for
Correct.
Bitcoin.
So this is what I see. Currencies, traditional currencies, are not going to go away. But what I do believe is going to happen is those that trade currencies, U.S. dollars to British pounds, they're going to begin to adopt Bitcoin as another currency asset to trade against. And so you're going to see some of that volume, that $5.3 trillion a day, start to shift and incorporate Bitcoin as well.
That's what I'm thinking.
Scott, I want to thank you for coming on here. AlphaPoint.com. You told me briefly earlier it's a trading platform for Bitcoin and other currencies.
Correct. So if you would like to start an exchange, you can exchange anything. You can go from fiat currencies to digital currencies to anything else, such as commodities. If you have a background in finance or trading, or you want to get started and you're in some part of the region of the world, you'd like to create this, we are the back-end technology partner for you.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it. Scott Bombacino from AlphaPoint.com. We're going to continue with more here from the...
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fate. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. ShinyBadges.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.